This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A sand battery in Finland is transforming sustainable heating to housing and businesses and even to a municipal swimming pool. The sand battery, developed by Finnish startup company Polar Night Energy, uses sand to trap and store energy from solar and wind electricity. The battery is a high-energy storage facility located in Kankampa, Finland, and is fed power from the grid whenever excess electricity is available. Warming up to 600 degrees Celsius, the system traps heat until it's needed. Then it's released as hot water, steam, and air. So far, the sand battery is providing a local district heating network, heating homes and businesses, as well as the municipal swimming pool. Sand is the second most exploited natural resource after water, frequently for the construction industry, and emissions-heavy sand mining is highly damaging to local ecosystems. Polar Night Energy uses high-density sand, which is sourced from abundant areas and cannot be used in construction. Scaling up, a similar sand battery will be installed in the city of Pornajan in Finland. Missoula Manufactured Home Park residents have purchased their community to preserve affordable housing. NeighborWorks Montana helped the Old Hellgate Village residents to form a cooperative and buy the 34-home park. As a resident-owned community, or ROC, Old Hellgate Village is cooperatively owned and democratically run by its residents. Instead of paying rent to a private landlord, they pay the cooperative. NeighborWorks Montana worked with the community to help negotiate the purchase, set up the cooperative, elect the first board, and review new bylaws and policies, said Adam Peschel, the organization's ROC acquisition specialist. On October 16th, residents of the 34-home park officially became its owner after 2 years of work. Old Hellgate Village received a $2.8 million loan from the state's Coal Trust Multifamily Home Loan Program and a $300,000 loan from NeighborWorks Montana to cover the $2.5 million purchase price and other project costs. Old Hellgate Village and two other Missoula County ROCs received loans through the Montana Board of Housing Program. The funding helped to make the purchase affordable, which helps keep the lot rents lower for residents. Adam Peschel said, "It's really a great opportunity for residents, especially working-class residents, to have some agency in their living situation because they and their neighbors get to cooperatively choose what kind of neighborhood that they want to have. They're not waiting on a private park owner to do those kinds of things like maintenance and upkeep. Ultimately, they get to set the lot rent and just pay bills. There's no profit to be made, and any extra money after the bills are paid goes right back into the community." The cooperative raised rent slightly to pay for the loans and improvements to the property, but the rate remains comparable with rents for similar manufactured home parks. Old Hellgate Village is Montana's 22nd resident-owned community and joins four others in Missoula County. Peschel said the organization is establishing new resident-owned communities in Montana at a pretty steady clip. For a mobile home park or manufactured home park owners, selling to residents is like any other real estate transaction. The organization tries to keep to a 120-day timeline and pays fair market value for the community. NeighborWorks has seen increased interest in resident-owned communities from mobile home park residents and local governments looking to preserve naturally occurring affordable housing. The organization is looking into converting two other communities in the Missoula area in the next year. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.